Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Wednesday the 3rd of July. We heard from ECB President Lagarde and US Federal Reserve Chair Powell yesterday. Powell's comments are perhaps the more troubling of the two. While acknowledging quite a bit of progress on inflation in the States, Powell was signalling that the US economy and labour market are strong and, quote, we have the ability to take our time. It is possible that Powell doesn't understand the data and the problems around the data. Inflation has collapsed in the United States with a more than 8 percentage point decline from its peak. On the harmonized measure of inflation, inflation is already below 2%. The European Central Bank had already started cutting rates with interest rates with inflation above that level. When Fed Chair Powell says, take our time, what is actually meant by that is tighten monetary policy further. The longer the delay to rate cuts, the higher the real interest rate is going, and the more economic damage is inflicted. The serious question is whether the US economy is really strong enough to withstand this level of ongoing real rate tightening. Does the Fed indeed have the ability to take its time? The US economy has achieved a soft landing scenario. That does not mean that a more significant slowdown isn't a risk. Soft landings are rare and they require agile policy to ensure that they don't slow too far. The economic data that investors and policymakers are using has become less and less precise in recent years. A narrow focus on non-farm payrolls might lead Powell to believe that the labour market is strong, but a broader look at the economic data certainly raises some questions about that labour market strength and how it's translating into people's everyday lives. There are certainly signals that the strength of the US labour market is not quite as secure as Powell's breezy insouciance suggests. Back in the murky world of politics, the candidates for the second round of the French National Assembly elections have been finalised. Over 200 candidates in three-way races have withdrawn as part of a Front Républicain to try and prevent the far-right Rassemblement National from winning. This action significantly reduces the prospect of any party having a majority in the National Assembly. A minority government is even less likely to put in place measures to resolve France's fiscal position. But to be honest, there wasn't that much prospect of a majority government taking strong action in this regard either. The data calendar is pretty quiet, aside from the normal cluster of sentiment polls. The US is offering May factory orders data alongside final durable goods orders figures. This is not a first-tier set of data for investors, and it's unlikely to distract from the ongoing rumbling of political noise. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.